The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listener of Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, we invite you to listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My dear brothers and sisters in Iman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah tells the Prophet, tell the Muslims, that if you love Allah, fattabi'uni, then follow me. The Prophet is saying, follow me. That yuhbibkumullah, that Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. And we know from the hadith of the Shia and the non-Shia, they all narrate the hadith that Rasulullah knew of the tragedy of Karbala. And he cried. And he told his wives and the companions and the family about the tragedy of Karbala. And so if we love Rasulullah and we want Allah to love us, the way that we can attain that love of Allah is to remember the tragedy of Karbala. To remember and to commemorate and to make it a time and an opportunity that we seek to reform and change ourselves. And Muharram becomes an important time for us as believers because it gives you and I an opportunity to reflect on what happened in the history of Islam. What happened at the time, 50 years only, after the death of Rasulullah, that facilitated the tragedy of Karbala, what precipitated the need for Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, to leave the comforts of his home in Medina and travel to Mecca and then make his way to Kufa, eventually, as we know, ending up in the barren desert of Karbala. And that's one of the things that we should realize is that what happened on the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein didn't do it for himself. He didn't do it for us to come and cry and beat our chest and lament. They did it, he did it, his family did it, the companions did it. Because in that is our salvation. In that is our changing of ourselves in the societies that we live in. It's in order for us to reform ourselves. And you'll remember that this whole movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam that began in the month of Rajab when he left Medina until he got to Mecca. And then from Mecca he leaves on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, arriving in Karbala. That this entire revolution, it wasn't about personalities. Right? Because some people say today that what Hussein did alayhi salam was a clash of personalities. They say it was Hussein against Yazid. It was the family of the Prophet against the family of Abu Sufyan. But actually, when you look back at that wasiyah, that testimony that Abu Abdullah wrote to his half-brother Muhammad al-Hanafiya, he made it clear right from day one that what he was about to do was not out of any, what we call in English a power trip. He wasn't power hungry. He didn't want to seize authority of the government. He didn't want to become the king of the Muslim ummah, so to speak. He wasn't looking for authority or gains or wealth or power or land, territory, nothing like that. When he wrote that letter to his half-brother, he literally spelled out, word for word, why he was making this revolution, why he was making this stand. And he tells him, he says, إِنِّي لَمْ أَخْرُجْ أَشِرًا وَلَا بَطِرًا وَلَا ظَالِمًا وَلَا مُفْسِدًا. He says, I'm not going out, I'm not making this movement to create corruption, to spread sedition, to create mischief, to do any of these evil things in society. He says that إِنَّمَا خَرَجْتُ لِتَلَبِ الْإِصْلَاحِ فِي أُمَّةِ جَدِّي. The only reason I'm doing what I'm doing, Imam Hussein says, is to seek a rectification, a reformation in the nation of my grandfather. Imagine what had happened in the 50 years following the death of Rasulullah. He dies in the year 11 after the Hijrah. Karbala happens 61, so that's 50 years exactly. In 50 years, something became we can say that the Ummah of Islam completely became disjointed from the religion. Something happened in 50 years that the Muslim community had completely left the religion of Islam. They had corrupted Islam. They had become a completely distorted and twisted religion. That Imam Hussein has to say that I'm going forth to seek the Islah, the reformation of the nation of my grandfather. And then he goes on to say that أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَمُرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَأَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأَسِيرَ بِسِيرَةِ جَدِّي وَأَبِي. That I want to take this stand to enjoin what is good, to let society know what is righteousness, what is piety, what is purity from a spiritual perspective, and to prevent people from the munkar, to show them what is evil, what is not right, what is corrupting the society. And he made it clear at the end of his statement that what he's doing is not something new. Actually, what he did on the day of Ashura is he basically followed in the footsteps of the 124,000 prophets that came before him. From Adam to Noah to Abraham, you know, Isaac, Ismail, Jacob, Moses, Aaron, Abraham, Jesus, all of these prophets, all that Imam Hussein was doing, peace be upon him, was following in their footsteps. Whatever they did, he was doing. They brought a revolution. They were there to change the minds of society. This is what Imam Hussein was doing. It was nothing new. It wasn't a new religion he was bringing about. It wasn't a new Quran. It wasn't a new way of practice. It was the same teachings, the same Quran, the same way of worship that Rasulullah had brought. But again, that 50-year span, half a century, had reduced Islam to a religion of just formalities, of tradition. Maybe much like what we see today in the world, where you have 50 some odd Muslim countries, so-called Muslim countries in the OIC, but yet they don't have any teeth when it comes to standing up against injustice. That the same thing that we see today is maybe a reflection of what happened 50 years after the death of Rasulullah. That yes, Muslims were praying, we pray today. Muslims were making Hajj. Everything that the Prophet brought in terms of worship was there at that time. What we do today. But what was missing was the essence of Islam. Was this worship of Allah. It was the point of submitting to Allah. And as the verse says, وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ, to keep away from the despots. That was not there 1400 years ago. That's why Imam Hussein made the stand. And it's also something that I would say that we see today. That even today we have many individuals who don't take a stand on social justice issues. We don't care about the homeless. We don't care about the needy. Muslim or not, really it makes no difference. And so a lot of what we will see in the tragedy of Karbala and the mission of Abu Abdullah, perhaps we would see in our own lives today. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to become like the companions of Hussein. We can never become like Hussein and the family, but we can definitely become like the companions of Abu Abdullah. And so we ask Allah to give us that ability to be like the companions and to follow in their footsteps and to make a reformation in our lives that we can be amongst the helpers and assistants of Imam al-Hujjah, ajallallahu ta'ala farjahu sharif.
يا أبا عبد الله يا حسين يا مولاي يا ابن زهراء يا ابن طه 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 بي أبي أنت وأمي يا ابن زهراء يا ابن طه